Hi, I'm Joel Gould and welcome to the official NRL podcast, NRL.com podcast by Queenslanders and for Queenslanders. And thanks for joining us again. We're coming to you from the plush QRL studios in Brisbane, where I'm joined once again by our resident expert, Steve Renoff. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good, Joel. How are you, mate? I'm getting excited.
You're excited? Why are you excited?
Oh, start of the season's coming up and, you know, we got a fair bit of, I mean, already making the back pages of the Courier Mail, so footy's back.
Well, we've got a week to go until the Broncos kick off, of course, against the St George Illawarra Dragons in down south, away game to start off with. But firstly, we're going to have a look at our top four and our top eight, but our premiers. Who's going to win the comp this year, Steve, and why?
I think I'm pretty confident back-to-back it's going to be the Storm. Even without Cooper Cronk, just watching him in the trial the other night, and you know, you got to take it on what it is. They are trials, but they've shown that the young halfback is filled in. You know, when they played against Leeds Rhinos, he had a blinder, I thought, and he actually I thought it was Cooper Cronk. It wasn't too much difference between the two.
Isn't it amazing his mannerisms? Like even the way he gestures to his teammates when he's running back to get into the line, he's like a Cooper Cronk clone in that regard. In his manner.
And I was just watching some of his little deft passes, short passing. It's just like Cooper Cronk. You know, he studied his game, and he's duplicated that, to be honest. I was watching the way he was getting around the field, and he does. He has the same mannerisms, but he seems to run that team around and compliments Cam Smith.
Still got Smith, still got Slater. Is that why? I mean, Cronk's a big loss. Why do you think it's so hard to go back to back, though, Steve? I mean, you're the last person that did it in 92-3, and then again in 97-8 with the Super League comeback to NRL. I mean, it hasn't happened in the NRL era. Why do you think they can do it? I mean, Croft in for Cronk, but is there another reason?
I just think they're disciplined enough to do it. I mean, and I could have said that in the past and it didn't happen. And as you say, that stat hasn't been done for a while, you know, around back-to-back. But I just think, and, you know, I watched them again the other night, as long as they keep Smith on the field, even in that trial, as soon as Smithy goes off, you can see, though, they went in a little bit disarray for a trial match, you know, the poor old Storm. But if Smith's there, they're every chance of going back-to-back.
Well, I'd agree with you, the Storm are going to go well, but I disagree. I think the Cowboys are going to win the comp this year. The reason being that they made the grand final last year. It's amazing effort without Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott. They're back, and I think Jordan McLean is going to make a huge difference in that front row. And that's why I've got the Cowboys doing it, but it's with the proviso that the Cowboys play better during the regular season and don't give themselves a massive challenge at the end. And this is what they don't do well. They don't bank wins like the Melbourne Storm does.
Well, they don't bank wins and they don't bank good wins. You know what I mean? It's all heroic and everything, you know, coming from behind and running the team down. But that, if you do that enough during the season, you'll get found out at the back end of the season because, you know, it takes up a lot of energy.
Yeah. Well, I think they need to finish in the top two, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They've never done it. They need to host a grand final qualifier and get in that way, not be travelling everywhere like they have been. It's, look, a remarkable effort, and I still think they'll win it.
Yeah.
I still think they will. I mean, what's the rest of your top four after the Storm?
Well, after the Storm, you know, we've obviously Storm, Cowboys, Roosters and the Broncos. You know, I'll give the Broncos that. I think they're good enough to be in the four. I don't think they're good enough to win a grand final.
Why not? Why aren't they good enough?
They just don't have the cattle, to be honest. I don't believe they've got the right players there to win a grand final. And people close in there will, if they're honest, they'll say the same thing. We don't have that. Unless someone's going to step up this year, we need a bustling front rower. You know, we need another Shane Webke or Glenn Lazarus, and we just haven't seen that at the place and consistently. And all the Petro 7 to see, we just don't have that.
Matt Lodge isn't going to be. He's only played 15
games.
Well,
mate, it's too hard to say with Matt Lodge. I mean, week to week NRL, I don't think. That's the thing. I haven't seen him play enough. I don't think people have seen him play enough. I hope he does step up. But, you know, it's just a wait and see. But if you just look at it now, on the blank canvas with that team as is, that's going to run out, and you go, well, doesn't excite me.
I agree with you. I've got the Storm, Roosters and Broncos in my top four in that order, but I've got the Storm at second. And I guess the Roosters with Cooper Cronk coming into the side, that's a massive addition. And there's people talking about the fact that he's going to bring that Sonny Bill Williams style of ethos with him. Is that how you see it? He's going to lift that team. They're going to be
danger. He commands respect, and he will. He'll get that there. They all know what Cooper Cronk's like. He is the little general. He's smart. He loves the game. So he will command respect. I think they would have been told, you listen to this lad. He's come from a club that's won grand finals, and we've watched him week in, week out. So that'll happen for him. I think he'll fit in there. I don't get excited like everyone else does about the Roosters. I mean, they get talked up every year as the favourites, and probably even more so this year. But that comes out of Sydney. But that doesn't excite me either. I just think they're top four, but they won't win.
Who's the rest of your eight, mate? Who have you got in there?
I got the Sharkies. You know, I think we seem to forget about the Sharkies, you know, when we look at these other teams, but they're always going to be in amongst this. So you've got to put them down there. And I think the Bulldogs, Eels and Raiders. And, you know, that I think out of those, that bottom of the bottom four, you know, they're not going to pepper the top four, I think, for a grand final spot. Definitely one of those teams that we've both picked will win the grand final out of the top four. I think these other teams will just be making up the numbers.
You got the Bulldogs in there. Is that because of Kieran Foran, Dean Pay, a whole new look there? But Kieran Foran, he makes a big difference. I don't think the Bulldogs can make the eight personally, but I think he's going to make a
Kieran
big difference.
Kieran Foran will make a big difference. We all know what sort of player he is. Unfortunately, the way the Bulldogs are playing their game, poor old Dez.
He's gone. Dean Pay's
there. Yeah, but I'm talking about back. You know, they just, I was flabbergasted, if I use that word, at their style of play. I just did my head in. You know, they had forwards running in the back line, getting in the road, and it's nearly like they got the run of the, you know, the big forwards, Cassianum, were dominant ball players. It's like, get your ass out of there. You know?
Yeah, well, look, I think they're going to improve.
No, I think they will. I swear.
Yeah, but you've got them in your eight.
Yeah,
anyway.
I reckon they'll improve with Dean Pay as well.
Yeah.
I love Dino. He's a good bloke. He has the ethos of that club through and through. And I know him, and he's a really good bloke, and I think he'll do a good job.
Well, I've got the Eels, Sharks, Warriors and Dragons making up the eight. And, look, I've got the Warriors in there because I think that there's going to come a time when they are going to fire. And I like the look of Blake Green playing with Sean Johnson. It was only a trial the other day, but he has the ability to bring the best out of Sean, and I think that's going to be a big difference. I like the fact they've signed Torhu Harris and Adam Blair.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make a huge difference. And I'm just hoping, for their sake, that Isaac Luke can have a big year because he's a really good player.
He hasn't really performed since he's gone home.
He hasn't performed, but he has to perform. Otherwise, he's off contract at the end of this year, I believe. And if that's that might be the spark that he needs. And look, I'm a Dragons supporter, and I've got them in there, not just out of a wish, but I do think that James Graham is going to make a huge difference to that team. I think Tyson Frizzell. I think he's one of the best forwards in the
without
game,
without a doubt.
And I do like Ben Hunt as a halfback. I think he'll go down there without the some of the pressures that he felt here, even though you were under a lot of pressure as a Dragons halfback. For sure. There's no doubt about that, but I still think...
Well, I'm hoping... They can make it. One thing Ben Hunt will bring to that Dragons team is their attack. Paul McGregor, play with Mary, one of my mates, you know, one of the best attacking, probably one of the hardest centres I ever played against, and... you know, tack-wise, but they're a little bit like Canterbury for me. I was disappointed with their attack, especially in that 40-metre attack zone. They just seemed like they had no creativity to try and get over that line. So I'm hoping Ben Hunt will help them with that.
Steve, very timely, your column last week, you said that it's time for Mal Meninga and Darren Lockyer to be made immortals. Todd Greenberg this week has announced that there's going to be a ninth immortal inducted by the NRL. It appears to be, from what he was saying, that there's only going to be one. So you've got to choose between Mel and Darren. Where do you go?
Mel.
Why?
Mel, because you've got to look at his track record and the tours. He's been on four tours, you know, Kangaroo tours. And just the amount of footy that he's played and this his longevity of his career, the way he's carried himself, the respect he has across rugby league. And that doesn't say Lockie doesn't have that, because he does. But I just think, well, it's a timely thing. If Mel doesn't get in this as the next immortal, well, you look at what's coming forward. I don't know how they select immortals, but he probably won't get another shot at it because there's a few other boys that are lining up that are nearly ready to retire.
So you think Lockie's time will definitely come anyway? Yeah,
I think it will. I mean, the way it's got a timeout, I don't know how what they put on the time limit or whatever, but I think Lockie's will come. I believe he should be there. I mean, you've got to look, it's a select group. I can't believe Mel Meninga's not already there, put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Rugby League Week used to own the Immortals concept.
Yes.
The NRL's bought the IP yes. for that. And I'm not sure who the judges are going to be, and I'm not sure how it's going to work. But when League Week had the Immortals, there was a feeling that you don't go back to the past if you've overlooked someone. And like Wayne Bennett this week has said, Norm Provan should be the next Immortal. And you can't argue with that on the sense that he won 10 grand finals. Yeah. We've got the trophy named after him. He was a wonderful, wonderful player and leader. But I'm not sure how it's going to unfold, whether you go back to the past or whether you move forward with the Immortals. At Rugby League Week, the feeling was amongst the judges that you move forward.
Mm.
Well, not amongst all the judges, but amongst enough of them to obviously induct Joey Andrew Johns as the eighth Immortal and not go back to Meninga and then back to Provan. So
it's interesting.
I agree with you. I think if they're going forward from Joey, it needs to be Mal first.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you looked at it in your column.
Yeah.
You can't argue with Mal Meninga as the next Immortal. And Darren Lockyer, great player in two positions. His time will come. And I'm sure from our current group that we have, that Smith and Thurston.
Yeah, exactly.
Would be the next.
You'd think the next. And, look, no disrespect. I didn't give Norm Provan, I think. There's nothing wrong with him getting it either because he is a legend and lovely man, and you've got to respect what he's done. And, you know, obviously Wayne's thinking Wayne was more that era, so that's okay. He's closer to that era than I was, but for me, it's got to be Mal Meninga.
Okay, this week too, Wayne at Courier Mail launch of the NRL season. It was very well done, I thought, too, and Wayne was great. But he's still just throwing it out there that maybe he didn't confirm or deny he's going to go on into his 70s.
Yeah.
That would be a remarkable effort. I don't doubt that he has the ability to do it. Do you think he will?
I believe he won't. I mean, Wayne's just doing that because he listens to us talking around him, and he don't ever not think that he doesn't listen to what we say. And it probably
well, you isn't. And me, or you mean the media in general?
Yeah, Neil and Jeff, you and I, we've had a strong. Comment on that.
You did. You called for him to stand down at the
well,
next.
Well, yeah.
Not now, but at the end of this current thing,
you know, and give someone else run. And I pushed Kevy, and a few other people have been pushing Kevy as well.
Yeah.
So, look, whether it's Kevy or not, I think Wayne, and you know, Wayne would see all that, obviously, and so he's not going to come out and say, oh, yeah, okay. So he'll push back a bit, as he does, and he'll stir the pot, and he'll say, you know, I want to coach on. Maybe he does. But I don't think he will. That's my personal opinion. And now that'll make him stronger, that he'll probably go, no, I'm going to do it now.
He's got some big selection decisions to make coming up because Jack Bird's not available for this first game. We know that. He won't be playing.
Yep.
And we also know that there's a few players coming back from injury, such as Darius Boyd, who's said that he's going to be right for that Dragons game. We're presuming McCulloch at this point. We'll see how he goes. But what do you think about Oates? I mean, Corey Oates has said that he wants to go back into the back row. He's gone okay there in the trials, from what I can gather. Broncos have got a heap of back rowers and a bit short on the outside backs. What do you think?
Ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I think Wayne will have that conversation with Corey and say, mate, as you said, Joel, we got nothing in the... We got no real reserves sitting there ready to go in that back line, to be honest. I think, as you said, we've got a lot of back rowers, I think, running around, and young front rowers, and I think we got the good... But in that back line, now Corey's just going to have to do what he's told and stay on the wing.
Yeah, Jonas Pearson, he's pretty handy. Jermaine Asako, they got pretty big raps on
him.
Yeah,
Jonas Pearson, he's been there, done that for him, and he I thought he did a great job, you know. That'd be my option in the centres, Jonas. I think he's a great player.
What about, you'd play him in the centres, would you?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I think he's smart enough to play in the centres. Yeah, especially, obviously, Bird's not ready. I mean, Bird's obviously going to come in there when he's ready to go out. But I don't know, you know, really what else. What's their other centre options?
Well, Tom Opacek.
You know, he's a good player. He did the job for him when he was in there. But, you know, nothing exciting, but he did the job.
So, Oates to the wing. You're adamant. Definitely for the betterment of the team, is that what you think?
Yeah, he's for sure. He has to be there because that's his role at the club. And, mate, you like it or lump it.
Okay. Well, thanks for having a chat to us today, Steve.
No worries, John.
Thanks to all our listeners again. Don't forget to rate the podcast and subscribe wherever you get your podcast feed. Next week, we'll talk about the wooden spooners.
Well, that's always good to talk about. Stir the pot there again.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Talk to you next week, Steve, and bye for now.
Thanks, John.